welcome to this week's episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast on 91.1 WEDM. Make sure you stay tuned in because in the next few seconds we will start nothing but Inside the Scoop action of Warren Central Sports on the sports voice of your Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
Welcome to another edition of the Inside the Huddle Podcast. It's Jameson here, and you know, like always, I have a star athlete in my realm, and today I have, you know, Mr. Chandler. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
All right, so you know, these last few games you've been doing your thing, going crazy. So one, I want to commend you for that. But you know, coming into the season, you know, only being a sophomore, what were some of your goals?
Coming into the season, I definitely wanted to try to work to be a starter, and you know, now that I am, it's definitely been fun. But before the season started, I definitely wanted to get my handles down and just work on stuff that I'm not too strong as a player.
Now, you know, a lot of people, when they talk about you, they talk about your shot. You know, how did that come apart? You just like worked on it, or you just always had a niche for having a shot?
Yeah, I've kind of always had a shot since like middle school. I've just really just been known for shooting. But mainly just because my dad's a shooter, my brother's a shooter, so we're all just kind of shooters, and it just came to me. And that was just one of the things I just kept working on and made sure I didn't miss, and that's where I am now.
Now, you know, although you are an excellent shooter, you're also, you know, one of the, well, the starting big for, you know, our varsity team. So, you know, what are some ways that you can help? You could like work on your post game, I should say.
Definitely being a lot quicker than a lot of the other guys that we're gonna play, because I'm obviously gonna be a lot weaker than the other guys just because I'm tall and skinny, and they're, you know, they mainly play the center position. So definitely just having quicker feet than them and being able to score around the basket more quicker than them, I should say.
All right, now you know you got some great players on your team, you know, EJ, Malik, you know, then you know the names.
Yeah.
So what are some things you could take away from, you know, their game and practices?
You mean like things they do good?
Well, yeah.
Definitely for Malik, obviously, he's definitely one of our knockdown shooters and one of our main scorers. But I definitely think he definitely finds teammates really good. Like he makes good passes to me and EJ and Sean. Like when we're, he sees the floor really well. And, like, EJ, he's always, especially in practice and the games, he has really good defense. He pressures the ball. He gets the opposite team to turn it over, or just they just fold every time he's guarding somebody. And that really impacts the whole team because it just gets us all fired up.
All right, so now you guys play Center Grove next. And, you know, a lot of people don't know, how does someone like you get into that mode when you play, you know, a big team, especially a MIC team?
We kind of take it like any other game, but we take it definitely way more serious. Like for film and for practice, we don't really joke around as much as we sometimes do, and we're all quiet and we're all focused during film, and we're just looking at their flaws and just seeing what we can do to penetrate their defense and stop their offense during the week.
Now let's go to not necessarily a game day. Let's go to a practice. You know, what does a practice look like for you? Or let's say a good practice.
So you know, we'll get in the gym, we'll stretch out, and then we'll do what we do. Oh, we do 1-on-1 full court, and then 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4, 5-on-5, and that really just gets us, you know, kind of woke up from the school day, and then we just go to skill work. Like, just everybody works on post moves, even guards, and a good practice would definitely be everybody's, you know, going, everybody's hype, everybody's, you know, taking the drill serious. And then when we're going on plays and walk through for the other team, everybody's, you know, focused. Even the people on the sidelines are focused. They're not talking or anything while coach is talking. They're following the plays and watching what the other team does.
Now, you spoke lightly on one-on-ones. Who is, you know, who's your favorite person to go out and practice when the one-on-one drills come out?
I usually try to go for – sometimes I would go for our other center, Aaron, just because he's kind of quick like me. He's kind of big, and but he's definitely bigger than me, so when he goes on offense, he can body me more easily, and that's something I want to work towards. So he helps me a lot with that with trying to post me up and everything, helps me defend it.
All right, now, you said you want to get bigger. How is a way you feel like, you know, would be best for you to not only get bigger, but, you know, sometimes when people gain, they tend to lose, like, other skills like shooting mm-hmm. and ball handling. So how do you plan on not only gaining, you know, the physical weight, but being able to keep the skills that you already have?
I'd say definitely working out of how I would gain the weight and how I would still keep my skills. So I would work out on my skills, like, maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I'm doing, you know, weights and eating protein and stuff like that. But I'm leveling everything out, so everything will stay equal. Nothing gets off balance or anything like that.
All right. So, you know, with the rest of the season remaining, you know, what are some personal goals that you have, and what is a goal that you have, you know, for your team?
A personal goal, I'd definitely say for the rest of the season to have above 5 or 6 rebounds a game, because to me that's a big thing, is what I want. I just want rebounds. I mean, it's good to score for me, but I'd rather focus on rebounds, because that's kind of where we lack as a team, is rebounds. And for the team, I'd definitely say getting above 10 to 12 assists a game, because that'll show that we're moving the ball around a lot and we're starting to understand each other more if we get a lot of assists.
Right. So next year, you know, a lot of people are hounding on the fact that it's going to be you, Malik, and Sean. And, you know, that means between y'all three, you know, it's going to be moments where you guys as individuals might have to put the team on your back and, you know, do what you have to do to pull out the win. And in those cases, how do you think, you know, you can show your leadership skills?
I think I could definitely show my leadership skills by, like, let's say Malik or Sean or even myself, we don't make a good play or something, especially just keeping my head up and always making sure they have their head up and they're ready for the next play and they're not focusing on what they made the mistake as or what they did wrong. They're just focusing on doing the next play right and getting somebody open and just picking their next teammate up.
All right, so, you know, you guys took some hard losses this season, unfortunately. What are some of those teams you wish you had one more chance?
Definitely Ellen. That was a real close game, went to overtime, and it was just a real good game. You know, we hit our shots, they hit their shots. They went on little runs, we went on little runs, and it was just a real good game, but it came down to the wire, and I really liked that game. I want a rematch.
Now, there is a possibility that you guys will see them in sectionals, so, you know, when that moment does come, because I see you guys meeting once again, you know, what are some things that you feel like you can do differently?
Definitely bringing it on the defensive side and making sure that you mean as myself or as the
team? Yeah.
As myself, okay. Definitely help side. And, you know, for dudes like Tony Perkins and Shamar and DJ, definitely stepping over and either taking charges or just closing out on the ball and making them just pick the ball up and not dribble, and not really having them score that much. And I think that'll really just be good for the whole team, because, you know, once we get a couple stops going, our offense will just fall naturally into place and we'll score and get buckets.
All right. So, you know, one of my questions that I ask all the basketball players is, if, you know, if your top five schools were to offer you, what would be your top five and why?
Ooh, I've never been asked that. I'd probably say number one, UCLA. Mainly just because California, but I just always liked UCLA. Number two, I'd probably say North Carolina, just because my dad's always watched North Carolina, so I've just naturally liked them. And then number three, probably IU, just because it's Indiana. I love Indiana, and I've seen a lot of big people go to Indiana. Number four, I'd say Kansas. I've always watched Kansas throughout, like, middle school, and I've just watched players, you know, get better through there. And I think that'd be a real fun place to go if I got an offer. Number five, probably Kentucky. I've heard a lot of good things about their coaching staff and their just team chemistry at Kentucky.
Now, the crazy thing, your teammate Malik, when I asked him that question, you guys have three of the same five. I don't remember his whole five, but he had Kansas, IU, and North Carolina was in his three. So, you know, seems to see that great minds do think alike. Now, this is concluding our interview, but if you have any last, you know, message to the listeners, you know, you can go ahead and say your piece.
We're not done catching dubs. We will be getting a lot more this season.
And, you know, that concludes our podcast. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me once again. You know, hopefully it will be a part two sometime soon.
WEDM. It is another segment of Inside the Huddle with Xavier Taylor. And with me, I have the one and only. Introduce yourself.
Elijah Davis.
Yes, sir. Now, Elijah, you guys are coming off a pretty good win streak right now. Just wrapped up the first sectional game against...
We play Tech.
Yep. Can you break down the last couple games for you guys, especially with this winning motivation you got going on right now?
On a winning streak, and what's making us win is we playing together as a team. We starting to shoot it more, and we getting better at our free throws and executing offense better.
Yeah. So, what do you think? Probably the biggest thing you guys have changed since the beginning of the season towards now.
Shooting. Oh my God! I cannot stress this enough. Shooting, because at the beginning of the season we just drove it and we would not shoot it to save our life. But now we starting to shoot it and we starting to make them boys.
Yeah, what you think coming into the rest of the postseason? You got a pretty tough game against LN. Walk us through the mindset of that. You've played LN twice now?
Yeah, we played LN twice.
Walk us through the first two games.
Okay, the first game, it was really back and forth, except the third quarter, we only scored 2 points. We wasn't really trying to score. We was playing defense most of the time, and that would let them to get the lead, and they only went about like four. And then the same thing happened again in the second game. It was our third quarter that basically made us lose the game.
Yeah, I think I remember watching that second game here in the studio. That was a pretty tough game. It was close almost. I feel like it was still close the third quarter, right?
Yeah, it was still close. They got a little lead, but we couldn't execute our offense very well.
Yeah, what you think is going to change this go around going against LN?
Oh, a lot of stuff's going to change. I'm telling you this now. We go do better in the third quarter because we're mainly a third or fourth quarter team. But right now, overall, we just doing it. We on the road right now. So I feel like we go do better in the third quarter this third time around.
Yeah. And what's been the motivation to just get you guys going into this little winning streak you guys are in right now? How many games straight have you won?
We won like six games so far straight. And the motivation right now is really everybody downed us being the underdog because we changed so much from the beginning of our season. People are downed us from the beginning of our season.
Yeah, and especially, I think all the doubts should be gone coming off that NC game. A lot of people thought in North Central women or North Central girls were really nice, and they did come back a little, but you guys didn't fold throughout kept the lead throughout that. Tell me what was going through your mind as you saw, you know, LA creeping back up last game.
Was going through my mind, I was like, we got to stay together, stop doing these turnovers, because we had a 20-point lead on them at one point, but they end up coming up, but... We just had to stay poised and play our game, and we ended up finishing out with a dub.
Yeah. Any other teams in the mix that you would say you're most worried about besides, I would guess, LN and somebody, I don't know who else?
The most people in the mix I'm worried about other than LN, I'd say BD, because they just like us. They just like us. People doubt them, but they're pretty good.
You guys win against BD?
Nah, we actually lost in the beginning against BD.
How's that game, bro?
We ended up picking up a couple early fouls, and most of the starters had to sit on the bench. It was really shaky. Like, we wasn't, it was kind of our worst games of basketball that time around.
Yeah. Was that earlier in the season?
Yeah, that was like our fifth game of the season, sixth game.
All right. So how do you think you've changed just in this season overall, heading from the beginning of the year to right now, heading into or getting a little deeper into the postseason?
Like me personally or as a team?
Yeah, you as a, you personally.
Okay, I feel like at the beginning I was in my head a lot emotion-wise and stuff, and that was making me play very bad. Like emotional-wise, it was getting to my head. But now I just like, if I make a good play, tap myself on the back. If I make a bad play, just try to get the ball back and like have short-term memory towards the end.
Yeah.
Now since I did that, I've been playing very good, averaging about a double-double a game, stuff like that, and working on free throws mainly.
Yeah, who are you most surprised at this this season, especially because I went out to the last game. What's the freshman's name?
Sanaya and Asia, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sanaya, she's really nice.
Yes.
Asia, I think she hit a couple, or I think she dropped 12 last game I went to. Mm-hmm. She was playing nice. But yeah, Sanaya, she's really nice, yes. Especially for a point guard. I was like, dang, she, for a freshman.
She stepped up big time as a freshman.
Yeah.
As a freshman.
But yeah, anybody you would say you're kind of like surprised to see like play as good as they are?
Actually, Sanaya, I'm very proud to see her play because at the beginning she was a little shy about having that big role as a point guard.
Yeah,
and she'll
and
be
a
like,
freshman.
Yeah, a freshman. She'll like pass it instead of she have her shot. But now she's starting to shoot it and she's starting to gain her reputation.
All right. And speaking of Sanaya, some things I saw a lot, or not some things I saw a lot in, but I feel like she could be like this kind of person for the squad in the future, mm-hmm. like a Shayla Buehler. How's it feel like? This is your first season without Shayla, right? Mm-hmm. And she impacted the game a lot. You know, actually, all them seniors did. Shayla, Sid, even Trinity, even the year before that, Murray and all them. How does it feel like with you finally stepping up to be that role? Because you've had those strong leaders almost every year.
Every year. Mm-hmm. It's hard to take on that role because it's like all the younger class is looking up to you, but you just gotta tell them that we gotta stay focused and worry about the game because you know we are a younger team. They play a little bit, but you just gotta show them that just stay poised, really.
Yeah, and so my phone hit a complete blank. Ellen coming up, and then that would be sectional finals. Is there anyone else you think you could possibly meet without into this postseason that brings up some concern?
I'll say Fishers.
That was the first game of the season.
Yeah, that was
right?
The first game of the season.
Yeah,
I want that game back because we ain't really clicked because it was a whole new start lineup, whole new team.
Yeah.
But now since it was our first game, but now since we got our groove back, I want that game back. Yeah, we're gonna run into it probably.
Yeah, they was they had like I think some twins on their team that was real nice, and then they had another guard. I think I forgot where. I was just looking at some stat or some page about her. She was going, I forgot, but yeah, they're all really nice.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a last season with the girls. What's one thing you want to leave off with the squad before you cut out?
One thing I want to leave back with the squad is listen to Coach Mitch. He knows what he's talking about. At the beginning of the season, I was just shoving it off, but now I understand that this stuff really do relate to what you're doing. When I get to college and all that, be coachable, basically, what I'm trying to say.
You hooping in college?
Yeah.
100%?
Yeah.
D1?
Yeah.
All right. Got any schools in mind you want to tip off?
Let me see. Southern University.
Okay.
Purdue Northwest. I'm going to do one more. SIUE.
What's the last one?
SIUE.
What is that?
It's a school. I forgot, but it's a school like 2 hours away. It's a nice. They only lost like 6 games last year.
Oh, that's all right. All right, all D1.
Yeah.
All right, and going back to Coach Mitchell, he's been here for quite some time. What's some of the things you've learned from him?
Oh, it's a lot that I learned from him. Nah, I'm just playing. Some things I learned from him is, bro, be coachable. Listen to what he say, cause he really be saying some stuff that's like real life pertaining to what you go do as a person, like basketball. Is what you go be as a person in life. And just, like, listen to him. Go through his drills and stuff. He will get you better. From my freshman year to right now, I've gotten so much better from my freshman year.
Yeah. And finally, what's one thing you guys need to really focus on coming into this next game coming up and even past this game? Because I do think you guys could be able to pull it out, especially the way you guys played the last 2 times. I think it would be kind of hard for them to beat you 3 times in a row, especially with that last game. It was really close.
Mm-hmm. To coming into this game Friday against Atlanta
and playoffs
the rest of playoffs
in general.
Play our game. Like, if we play our game and how we want it and control the tempo, then we're gonna take it all the way to state.
All right, I feel that. And before I let you go, what's one thing you want to let everybody know about you or the roster just before you go?
I want everybody to know that we just an athletic team overall, and we need everybody to come out Friday. Come support us.
Yes, sir. Be sure to tune into that. We will be covering that game on 91.1 WEDM. That was another segment or that was another one of my segments on Inside the Huddle with Xavier Taylor. Be sure to come out, check the girls out. I feel like they'll have a long postseason ahead of them. Yeah, especially if they can get through this game, that'll be a big hump for them. And like you said, that Fishers game is something they really want, especially seeing them that very first game of the season. I feel like if they would have met them any other time during the year, it probably would have been a different impact, especially as we see them, you know, kind of molded into they. You guys molded at the perfect time, I gotta say too. Like coming in, winning as many as you did towards the end of the season. You can obviously tell like stuff has changed, and it's gonna be good to see how this translates into the postseason. And yeah, that's another segment of Inside the Huddle with X.
Welcome back to another edition of Inside the Huddle with me, DJ Juddy. I'm here with Giovanni Ricasas from the Warren Central baseball team.
What's up?
He's going to tell us a little bit about the program and what's going on. So let's start off with last season. How was your guys' seasons last season?
Last year was pretty good. It was a lot better than our last couple seasons before those. It's been a steady improvement from the last ones. Just a lot of team bonding and a lot of conditioning getting us back in shape.
Coming into this season, what's some of the main focuses on that you guys have been looking on improving on?
We lost a lot of seniors, and it's really about getting a better bond with the new JV players that are coming up and just knowing your role.
So losing a lot of seniors this last year and then coming into this year, losing a lot of seniors, how have you had to step up and the other seniors now had to step up because you've lost those leaders?
It's just about showing leadership with us. It's working hard every day, being like a role model to the freshmen and JV players coming up.
You mentioned team bonding is kind of like one of your main focuses. What kind of work exercises or things do you do to work on team bonding?
Last year we only had a couple times we did little bonfires and stuff at parties at people's houses, but this year we plan on going like Top Golf, do more things outside of just in like small groups, more of a whole team.
Just hanging out, kind of getting to know each other, feel each other out.
Yeah.
So what are some team goals this year, like making it to sectionals, getting to regionals, some stuff like that?
Right. We for sure want to have at least a winning season. We haven't had one of those in a very long time. Also want to try, we came second, we got runner-up in county last year, and now we want to win county. I personally want to be Cathedral, losing them three times in a row on super close games. And sectionals this year, changing it. We got a new sectional. We have easier teams. I want to win it.
So we hit on the team, like where the team wants to be. What are some personal goals for you that you have set for yourself?
I want to have a all-time stealing record. I love to steal. I want to hit a home run. I've never hit a home run in my life, so
that would be awesome, hitting a home run.
Great. That's about it for me. And less errors. I had a lot of errors last year.
Have you been considering playing baseball in college?
Yes, I have. I've been talking to a couple colleges in Pennsylvania and Connecticut, but I think I'll be going to Wright State next year.
Is Wright State in Indiana?
Wright State's in Dayton, Ohio.
And will you be playing baseball there?
Yes, I will.
How important do you think it is to have a good bond with your coaches and the coaching staff?
It's really important because it makes you feel more comfortable on the field, and then it makes the game of baseball more fun to me. Coming from my freshman year playing with some of the then seniors, once I got to know them, it was just a lot easier.
So how did the coaches push you to be your best, do your best, and always just give your best on the field?
It's just a lot of, they're not too hard on us, and then it's always about encouraging, keeping us up when we make an error. They just tell us keep our head up. It's just one error. The next play is, what we say is flush it down the drain. Next play is a new day.
All right, so I know you guys have been conditioning, doing a lot of workouts and stuff. What kind of batting drills or hitting drills do you guys do to prepare yourselves?
We have a couple for on defense. We just take ground balls, go over bunt defense, all the different defenses for different game situations. For offense, we do a lot of hitting off the tee, soft toss, wiffle balls. We do a lot of bunt stuff. And then we do a three-plate drill. It gets our hands ready. And then we also do a lot of conditioning. It's a lot of sprint work. Baseball runs a 60-yard dash. So we usually run, we sprint 20, jog the next 20, and then finish out the rest with the stride. And then it's a lot of hip movements, moving side to side.
So what position do you mainly play?
I focus on the middle infielder, but I am a true utility player, meaning I can play anywhere in the field that they need me. This year, I plan on trying a new position in Warren as a catcher.
So playing all these different positions, how did you figure out that you could play all these positions? Like, how are you so versatile?
Just trying it. I've always been told I was a super, super athletic person, and just go out and try it.
So I know you guys are playing 3-4 games a week because baseball is so intense. How do you manage school, a job, and baseball all at the same time?
We are required by our coach to go to study tables at least 2 days a week, so that gives us about 4 extra hours a week for homework and any other schoolwork we need to get done with. And then for work, I just schedule off for two. I only work the weekends. I work 1 day a week. And yeah.
So how often are your guys' practices?
Right now we are on limited contact conditioning, so we can only go 2 days a week. Our last one will be this Thursday, this upcoming Thursday. And then our first game is March 28th in Illinois, versus Danville High School.
Do you guys play a lot of out-of-state teams?
This is actually our first year doing this.
You heard it here. March 28th, get out, support the Warren Central baseball team. I want to thank Gio for coming down, talking to me. It was great talking to him. And this was another edition of Inside the Huddle with DJ Jetty.
Welcome back to another edition of Inside the Huddle. This is DJ Wags back in the studio with you for this Inside the Huddle. It is about lacrosse, and I have a lacrosse player sitting down with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Alyssa Strewing.
That is Alyssa Strewing. So, Alyssa, how long have you been playing lacrosse?
2 years now.
So you've been playing lacrosse for 2 years. What are some things about lacrosse that you really like?
I like the competition and the team is really great.
So the team, you're talking about the team being great. Have you played with a lot of these girls before?
Yeah, most of them.
So in the game of lacrosse, how do you build a team up? How do you guys bond with each other?
We bond with each other before practice, and during practice we have a lot of bonding time, and we just had one of our fundraisers last night and a lot of girls showed up and bonding.
So last night with your guys' fundraiser, what was it about?
It was about a dinner, and we just supported the team to get money.
So in other ways with lacrosse, how does lacrosse help you in your personal life?
Lacrosse helps me in my personal life with something to do, and it keeps me active, and I've made a lot of good friends through it.
So now going into the season this year, have you guys been doing some team workouts?
Yeah, we've started full season practices every day a week.
So about how long is a lacrosse game?
It's about 25 minutes per half.
And now with a lacrosse game, how does it work? Like, what are the main rules of a lacrosse game?
The main rules for a lacrosse game is you can't hit people with your sticks, and you can't, like, bump into people, because girls' lacrosse is different than boys', and there's, like, it's not a contact sport, and you just try to get the ball and get into the goal.
Now, going into the season, do you have any personal goals for yourself?
One of my personal goals for myself is to make it onto varsity and be a midfield player.
Now, do you know a little bit of soccer?
No.
Okay, so with lacrosse, what position do you play?
I normally play, well, I played goalie last year, so, like, this year I'm trying to get out on the field and, like, run around.
Now, in lacrosse, do you have any teams that you are looking forward to playing when you go into season?
Personally, I'm really looking forward to playing against Carmel since they're such a good school. And, like, last year we played them and we lost. And this year I just want to, like, see our scores and, like, how, like, better we get.
How much you guys improve throughout the game. So with lacrosse and everything, what's one hard thing about lacrosse that you really have to work on?
One really hard thing about lacrosse is like keeping the ball in your stick and getting it from, like, the ground and picking it up and, like, keeping it in with, like, on you, trying to get around.
Now, when it comes to lacrosse outside of school, do you practice or, like, train outside of school?
Some days will take my stick home and take the ball and, like, throw it against a wall and it'll bounce back and catch it. Just, like, repeat that.
So what is one thing about lacrosse that you absolutely love?
One thing about lacrosse I absolutely love is just a lot of things.
Is it relaxing?
Yeah. Like, sometimes if I'm, like, really, like, mad at something, I can just, like, take my and, like, shoot a bunch against the wall, and it'll just, I don't know.
Take your anger out on the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with going into this season, what are some team goals that you guys have?
Some of the team goals we have are just to get better, and that we have a lot of new players this year, and we just want them to learn and, yeah, everybody to get better.
So what is one thing, so what are a couple things that made you want to join lacrosse?
What made me want to join lacrosse was I wanted to do a sport, and I had previously done cross country, so, like, just a sport, and, like, other teams, the girls are just, like, toxic.
So do you play any other sport, like, this year or next year or last year?
I still run cross country.
So with cross country and lacrosse, how do those help you in the game of lacrosse, playing both of them? Or how does lacrosse help you in a game of running?
Well, cross country helps me stay in shape throughout the, like, summer and off season, and, like, so does lacrosse. It kind of just, like, counteracts.
Now with lacrosse, going in, like, if it's a game day, what are some things that you do to help yourself prepare for the game?
I try to, like, relax, keep my calm, listen to some music, and just be around, like, team.
Is there any certain food that you eat to keep yourself, like, hydrated or in a great position?
Stay hydrated before you, like, dehydrate.
Now, how is your bond with a couple of the girls on the team? Like, how is your bond with all the girls on the team?
My bond with all the girls on the team is good. Even if I don't like one of the girls, when I go to practice, I forget about it and just, like, stay positive.
Now, do you know some of the girls that are coming up playing lacrosse?
I guess.
Do you see, like, a lot of talent coming up, or are they just, like,
Some of the new players, I would say, like, are really good.
Now, before high school, did you ever see yourself playing lacrosse?
No. I didn't even know we had a lacrosse team.
So, when you walked onto the lacrosse field for the first time, what did you think, or when you first picked up a stick?
When I first picked up a stick, I was, like, really confused because just, like, keeping, like, the ball on the stick and, like, doing stuff with it, I was like, how does this work? but it was like a lot easier than I thought.
Now, being a sophomore, do you have any moments that you will always remember so far in the high school career?
I'll probably always remember my first game and my first practice, just because like it was like the first time and I was like, whoa.
So your first game of ever lacrosse, what were some of the things going through your mind?
Well, my first game, I was playing goalie, so, like, I was just trying to, like, not let the ball get in, and my coaches were really, like, kind to me, even though if I did let a ball in the goal, they would just be like, Alyssa, you're fine. It's a team sport. You also have you and the people guarding the goal, so it's not just your, like...
It's not just your fault.
Yeah.
So, now, how do you guys help each other? As your team, how do you guys help each other build yourself up, or how do you guys have each other back?
Even if somebody misses a goal or does something, we still are like, good job, and like, here's something to improve on, or just trying to like not bring anybody down.
Now, being a sophomore, are you looking forward to getting, well, are you trying to get a scholarship for lacrosse?
I would love a scholarship for lacrosse, but I mean, like, as this is the first year I'm playing field and like I'm still figuring things out, I'm like not like great, so I don't know.
So would you see yourself going to college for cross country or lacrosse?
I mean, if my school that I pick has a lacrosse team, yeah.
So you would go for lacrosse?
Mm-hmm.
Now in lacrosse, I know you haven't played much of the field or anything. What is your favorite position so far? What is your favorite position you have seen, like, been played?
My favorite position is the midfield.
Why is that?
Because you get a little bit of defense and attack, so you can, like, make goals and you can prevent them.
Now, when you guys are in practice or when you're in practice personally, what are some things that you really work on?
I really work on, like, being able to pick up ground balls, because that's one of, like, our main struggles.
Now, I know your coach is Coach Roberts, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is one thing about him that you really like?
The fact that he really loves yellow. Because you will always wear yellow to all of our games and most practices.
So how do your coaches make a big impact on you and your teammates?
They make a really big impact on our teammates by, like, they'll be like, good job, and they'll never, like, tear you down. They'll just be like, improve on this, improve on that, and...
Now, how are you trying to improve from last season to this season?
We're trying to improve from last season to this season is, like I said earlier, picking up ground balls and keeping the ball in our stick. And we're also trying to improve on, like, our throws, because sometimes we'll throw it across to another girl and, like, they'll be off. And we just want to, like, get better on that.
Now, last year, what are some big things that you guys had to work on, or what are some big key factors that helped you either win a game or lose a game?
Some of the big factors were our defense and, yeah, just making sure that the ball doesn't get too far close.
Now, last year, you were on JV, correct?
Yes.
So, seeing a lot of the varsity players play varsity, what are some things that you really look forward to playing varsity for?
They have more games, and they're just so good, and, like, they're also really, like, competitive, and, like...
Now, Alyssa, do you have any last words to say?
No.
Okay, this will be another edition of Inside the Huddle. Thank you for joining in. Next week, we will have another one. It should be posted on Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Inside the Huddle. Make sure to tune in next week for the next episode, only on 91.1 WEDM.